I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. First up, several new RV components have been announced from the Airxcel family of companies. Air conditioner manufacturer Coleman Mach has unveiled its 18K variable speed IntelliCool rooftop air conditioner. Let's just call it the IntelliCool. You may have heard about the Furrion Chill Cube that a lot of people have been talking about over the past year or so. This is a similar thing. It's an air conditioner with excellent cooling capacity, but with high efficiency due to the variable speed compressor, making it great for off-gridders with a big battery package, but also for folks running a couple of air conditioners on 30-amp power. Adaptive cooling precisely adjusts compressor and fan speeds to sustain ideal cabin conditions in real time. It's not just, boom, air conditioner is on when you get above a certain temp. These are incredibly quiet too, and they have a built-in soft start system. Smooth low amperage startup safeguard onboard generators and electrical systems preventing breaker trips. Sales are expected to begin in the first quarter of 2026. On the heating front, Suburban has announced the launch of the RV1 water heater and furnace, an all-in-one RV heating system engineered specifically for compact travel trailers and small RVs. By combining an on-demand water heater and furnace into one unit, the RV1 saves space and reduces weight and reduces the manufacturer's cost of installation, requiring only one exterior cutout, one LP gas line, and fewer wiring connections. Aquahot Heating Systems has introduced the Aquahot 175 series, a compact all-in-one hydronic interior heating and hot water system that replaces the Aquahot 125 series. Hydronic systems use heated water or a glycol solution pumped through the floors and sometimes walls of the RV to heat the coach instead of forced air, and they usually double as a water heater. Engineered for Class B camper vans, overland rigs, and adventure-ready RVs, Aquahot says the 175 is designed with unmatched ruggedness and durability, delivering true off-grid performance even in the harshest conditions. According to a release, it's engineered with military-grade brass fittings and a high-altitude-ready burner, delivering continuous hot water and quiet, consistent interior heat in almost any environment. It runs directly off of the vehicle's fuel system, diesel or gasoline, or electrically off of shore power. It can support three independent heating zones, and a night mode reduces fan speed for quiet heating throughout the night. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by the folks at RV Life. The RV lifestyle is about community, and the RV community is at the heart of RV Life. RV Life recently celebrated the 1 millionth trip planned with RV Life Trip Wizard, their excellent trip planning tool for RVers, featuring all the trusted reviews, pictures, and tips from their RV Life campground site. RV Life also features several blog sites and over 20 additional RVing forums to serve the community. All this experience and community feedback come together to help create a fantastic RV trip planner and mobile navigation tool collectively called RV Life Pro. RV Life has marked a milestone of over 3 billion miles traveled using RV Life Pro with a B, counting both the planned RV trips and ad hoc navigation with the included RV Safe mobile app. Take 25% off RV Life Pro at the link in the description for this episode. Ford is recalling more than 290,000 Super Duty vehicles for a rear view camera display issue. According to the recall notice dated October 10th, the 360-degree camera system in affected Ford vehicles may not display rear view images properly in certain lighting conditions, hampering the driver's ability to see behind them, thereby increasing the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 to 2022 F-250, F-350, and F-450 models. Ford dealers can update the image processing module software, which is at the root of the issue, for free, the recall states. This is Ford's third rear view camera recall this year. Nearly 1.1 million Ford and Lincoln vehicles were recalled in May because of a software problem that could cause the rear view camera image to malfunction when the car is in reverse. Another recall in July due to a similar issue involved more than 200,000 vehicles. Ford's also recalling 115,000 2020 and 2021 Super Duty trucks because of a potential loss of steering involving the steering column upper shaft detaching from the steering column. As a result of the defect, drivers may experience a loss of steering control. Dealers will inspect the steering column and repair or replace the upper shaft as necessary. Ford Motor Company issued the most safety recalls among automakers in 2025, And the year's not over yet, with more than 103 of them, according to a report from Kelley Blue Book. Ford's previous annual record was 77 recalls. If a vehicle fails to meet federal motor vehicle safety standards due to a safety-related defect, manufacturers are required to notify consumers of the issue. Manufacturers initiate recalls to stay ahead of any potential fines and driver safety issues, and they can issue recalls for things that the NHTSA might not require them to issue recalls for. Recalls are the system working, so they're not always a big concern, and Ford says that the increase is due to their new intensive strategy to quickly find and fix hardware and software issues and go the extra mile to help protect consumers. However, that is a big jump. Ford led the industry in recalls in 2022 and 2023 as well, and in 2024, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration hit Ford with a $165 million fine, the second largest civil penalty in NHTSA's history. An investigation found that Ford failed to recall vehicles with defective rear-view cameras in a timely manner and failed to provide accurate and complete recall information as required by the law, according to Fox Business. Ford told Fox Business that it has more than doubled its team of safety and technical experts in the past 2 years, and that's a big part of why there are more recalls. Leisure Travel Vans has unveiled its Desert Shadow Edition, an all-new special edition that combines earthy tones and bold black accents, available on all Unity models for the 2026 model year. The Desert Shadow Edition features an exterior paint called Canyon, accented with black for a modern edge, black Alcoa aluminum wheels with optional all-terrain tires, enhance both style and capability. Raised Unity decals and a Desert Shadow badge add to its rugged yet refined look, according to a release. Finishing touches include a backlit black assist handle and an optional black exterior table. Stepping inside, the desert inspiration continues. Rift oak cabinetry provides a natural warm backdrop, while black accents such as black fixtures and hardware add definition to your space for a modern look. The release continues. Premium materials such as the new exclusive Ultra Fabrics upholstery color called Dune offer an eye-catching look, setting it apart from other LTV upholstery options. The captain's chairs feature a two-tone look, pairing the warmth of Dune with black perforated Ultra Fabric inserts. Stone-colored overhead cabinet doors and table surfaces, as well as mist corian solid surface countertops, tie the interior palette together. Customers who have an existing order in place can contact their dealer to confirm eligibility should they wish to add the Desert Shadow Edition to their order. Forest River's Coachman RV has announced the return of the Freedom Express Liberty Edition travel trailer, reviving one of Coachman's most recognized travel trailer lines. The Liberty Edition gets distinctive exterior graphics, premium interior finishes, and a curated package of features aimed at streamlining setup and elevating the overall camping experience. The Liberty Edition has launched with two floor plans, the 330BHJJ, a bunkhouse, and the 330RKS, a couples coach. While the edition will ultimately include four floor plans, the final two have not been decided on yet. Coachman is also introducing a Maple Edition, a Canada-exclusive version of the Liberty Edition, tailored for the unique needs and preferences of Canadian RV buyers. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. Hey, remember, if you want some public lands and national parks news, that's over on our new Parkography channel. Tomorrow, we'll be putting out the latest in national park and public lands news, and we do documentary-style stories from the parks over there. I hope you'll check it out. I'll put a link to it in the description. Thanks so much for being here. If you got something out of this video, hit the like button. If you want more like it, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.